Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Inside and Out, Legends of Sports here on Saturday Morning Podcast, a Legends Update. Sports Inside and Out voted the number one sports talk show for Legends on radio and soon to be on simulcasting coming up this fall, and also SportsInsideAndOut.com TV to be launched in August. It'll be a fantastic opportunity for to put some streaming faces with the voices and, of course, be able to hear not just our podcast, our show, but also video streaming for our special remotes that we're going to be doing around the country. And it's going to be a fantastic opportunity. SportsInsideAndOut.com TV coming up very shortly in August. It's going to be the launch date. We look forward to that. And thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. And a great shout out to our military personnel around the world. Thank you so much for keeping us safe here in the US of A, along with our allies and AMF, American Forces Network. That's right, and help us to be the voice of the Legends of Sports to all of our military personnel around the world. And I'll add a great shout-out to Clarence Baker. That's right, a legend in his own right, a great supporter of the Legends of Sports these many years, and our logistical partners in our moving around from point A to point B coming up this next fiscal year. And Clarence Baker, thank you so much. Seabreeze, the leader in transitional housing and healthcare for wounded warriors and more. And, of course, Nissan of Norfolk and Nissan of Chesapeake, those two premier Nissan dealerships that's keeping us in transportation when we're in the Mid-Atlantic area. SwappingKeys.com, that's right. If you're ever in that Tampton Rose, the Tidewater area, you just go there and get a great deal. Tell the legend sent you. Hey, let's get ready to get started. I see right now, I think Wally's have popped up here. We're going to give a great update, because so much is going on, and great playoff time is going on in the NBA draft. We're going to talk a little bit about it all. What's up there, Wally?
Coach, how you doing? Things are looking great, and I'm really excited about it. I just read a comment from one of our kids, James Jones, who plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I wanted to mention the fact that Tyronn Lue had broken Pat Riley's record for consecutive playoff wins to start his coaching career, but James said something very interesting. He said he's brought clarity. He's extremely consistent in what we need to do in terms of execution, attention, and detail. One of the things that James Jones said, he's one of our kids from American High School and University of Miami, number one draft for the Miami Heat at one time. He said the key was the pace. And I think that's what I look at when they're playing now. The pace is upbeat. They're moving the ball up. And they're getting a lot of uncontested now layups. It was in the other series with Atlanta, three-point shots. But they've taken away the three-point shots, and they're making more layups. My goodness, I saw the highlights of how many layups LeBron had. It's where they're trying to stop that and contest the three-point shot, and they're getting by them and getting actual layups. So it's pretty interesting. It's going to be this evening. It's going to be, I think the game is around 8:30.
Yep.
And get a chance for Toronto to come back. They're at home. I hope they do come back. I'm a little disappointed in what happened to Kyle Lowry, because I haven't heard of anybody leaving the court, because he said he had to decompress. He was just so frustrated that he actually left the court. There were only, I think, about nine down.
That was a little out there, you know, and it sends a bad message to a lot of attitudes for young ball players, because these are young ball players who think they're prima donnas are looking at stuff like that, you know. So
I agree,
you know,
with
it can definitely give a message and really make it hard for a coach to be able to show that he's got a grip on what's going on. I understand. I saw the little interview they had with with the coach there at Toronto. He said, well, no, this is not unusual. It's not that he's giving up. You know, he is something that he's done before.
Yeah.
Okay, done before, but he shouldn't have done it in the first place. If you coach now, come on, man. You know, it's a bad
right.
Come on. Yeah, you got to get a grip on that. But let me tell you, I saw that celebration last night over and over again about I am so impressed with what Lou has done with Cleveland. He has got LeBron James in another mindset altogether. It looks like LeBron was a rookie. He's so excited about what's going on right now, you know, and his involvement and his leadership and, you know, his parlay, and he's not putting himself above. I mean, I'm very, very impressed with what right now Cleveland has surmised right there in that. I'm going to tell you, they're going to be something to contend with, Bohali, because, you know, they know how to spread now. They're confident in spreading. They're confident in shooting. They're confident in the defense. There's confidence in the big three factors that make you a champion.
Yeah, that's true, and that's what LeBron said. He said during timeouts, no matter what's going on, he breathes confidence and talks confidence to us continually. And there's just a sense of calmness. And I think that's important. Oh, I can remember in high school and college, the coaches that I had, they really didn't get off and holler or anything. They just gave us a game plan and said, you execute it. And it shows something of not only confidence in your players, but in the coach saying, well, our game plan is going to work. And their game plan is working. They're playing some of the best basketball. I see them being the favorite now. I don't care whether they play Golden State or OKC. I really, the way they're playing the best basketball in the NBA right now. And I think
they really are. While you hit it right on the head, I don't care what, you know, fans take the rose-colored glasses off now and look at what it really is, because you're hearing it from the legends of sports. And, you know, as soon as we get I know Bobby's going to be coming in very shortly, and as soon as we get the trifactor on, like, you'll be able to see exactly what the real deal is with the NBA playoffs. And it's an enjoyable thing. I'm so impressed. I am so impressed, and you know, it's a long time coming for a city like it ain't done yet, but they've really saved the city of Ohio or the central part of the country needed something like this, and LeBron is really coming up showing a different and a well-to-be-expected leadership and on and off the court. While he's carrying it on and off the court, which is admirable, because seems to be an extension of the calmness of Lou. Well, Lou is a very calm guy.
Yeah, well, all of it again. Of course, Lou, 11-year veteran, we got to remember that. He's a 17 journeyman. But one of the things he did play on that championship team that beat Philadelphia when he had Allen Iverson and Mutombo and those guys. But, you know, you see a guy that's been around. And I think for our listeners, we need to understand when you've played and you've been in situations of playoffs. I was fortunate 10 years or 1 year in the ABA to be in the playoffs every year and to see what champions do, or I should say the greats. And I've seen the greats during those times, why they won. How the coaches handled their ball players, and how the team. Now, when you see the whole team on the bench and how happy they all are and they're playing together, they're so together as a family, that makes it so important, because that team has bought into what Lewis said, and they accept him as a leader. It's not LeBron. They know he's a leader on the court. When you approach your top player, and I know Alex Adams did that to Wilt. He said, Wilt, you're going to do everything everybody else has to do. You're no prima donna. Practice, you know, so many things that made you understand he's treating everybody. I'm going to use this terminology, equal. Everybody's equal. I don't care how many points you make, how much money you make, everybody on the team should be equal. So that's a demonstration for young coaches and young players to understand it's a team game.
Right.
It's a team game.
That's the optimum word, team.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great situation. I look forward to it, and you know, you can pretty much see how the staging is going to be. I'm telling you, and right now, a few things. Stephen A. You know, a lot of times I say, Steve, you need to shut up sometimes. Just be quiet. But sometimes he is pretty much on point when he says some of the things that he's saying about situational basketball and momentum and rhythm. He's pretty much, when he gets off into other stuff, now I kind of sit back on that. But, you know, it's very obvious that he is talking to people on the organizations, which is a privy. And he's seeing and telling the listeners a little bit more of a different factor than the average analyst that's out there on ESPN, Fox, or whoever it may be, outside of what we do here on Sports Inside and Out, those who have actually played the game. He's actually talking to people and relaying what they're saying him to him, you know, in a constructive way about the situational games or upcoming games or what has been done. Unlike other analysts, they get out there and make their own opinions from afar because the guys aren't talking to them, and very few guys get the privilege that Stephen A. is being given, that he actually has some sit-down time with cats that trust that he'll be putting it out there the way it should be put out there. So,
well, I'll tell you what, I have a personal relationship with him because when I came back to the Sixers in 1976, he wrote an article regarding that he was covering the Sixers then and had a chance to sit down with him. Now, there are some reporters you can open up and talk to about because you trust that they're going to write. Yeah. Sometimes you are talking to journalists and they change what you're saying. They try to put their interpretation. But I've always thought he was honest about it. And when he covered the Sixers then and covered those times when Allen Iverson played, I always read his articles because he was right there talking with the ball players.
Right.
They allowed him. Some ball players will allow journalists to. They'll open up to him, in other words. In other words, you trust.
Yeah.
You trust him. So some of his comments is right. He's there. He's been around the game a long time. And comments are comments again, even in reference to the Golden State Warriors. I see them when they talk about team and concepts. You have a Jekyll and Hyde with OKC. You don't know what you're going to get. But with Steve Perry, right, and when they say he's all right, I meant to say that to our listeners. The swelling went down in his on his elbow, and he said it doesn't affect his shooting, and he'll be ready to play. And so a lot of people were very concerned he had hurt himself. But I think OKC needs this game Sunday. They need the game.
They need to win that first game,
and you know, to show that they're right there. They're 1-1. They got the home court, and people have to realize you get one court. Don't worry about how much you lost by. What can you do the next game? So they need that game, coach.
They really do. You know, and we can still go on. And I think. Wait a minute. I think this. This is a number. This might be Bobby. Hey, Bobby, is this you?
Dearly beloved.
Hey,
I'm glad to be with y'all this morning, but I don't know exactly where y'all coming from because Cleveland has not played anybody. And if Miami would have done their due diligence, Toronto would not even have been there for this. I don't know what this is. I do know that LeBron is right on top of it, but who's there to stop him? Irvin is a play. Cleveland doesn't need a play. They got Irvin. Moving the ball faster is the greatest thing they have ever done, moving that ball faster. Winning will bring everybody together. So we have to find out what happens when they lose because they're not playing anybody.
You hit on something very interesting, Bobby. He said, who out there can stop LeBron? Who in the NBA can stop LeBron?
That's true, but there is one player that can stop LeBron, and I've seen him do it.
Who's that?
And his name is LeBron.
I got you.
You can tell when he starts missing those foul shots, when he's afraid of the jumper, and most of all, if anyone looks close, once he starts biting his nails, it's setting
in. Yes, I see that.
So we have to see how psychologically they play once they lose.
Okay.
The great teams have been stronger coming from a loss.
I don't see them losing against Toronto. And as you said, the competition.
I don't either. you know, and the way they play, man, you know, they, you know, I just love the way that the confidence they have, that while they hit on one thing, that they can hit you with the threes or they can go inside, and they can go inside with the entire five.
Nobody.
Yeah,
against nobody.
They're playing nobody. And the worst thing about nobody is not even playing hard.
No, yeah, good point. I think they gave up. And I agree with you on that, Bobby. You can't give up. And that's one thing. You make your name in the playoffs, and you don't like to see a team to give up. You got to fight to the end. At least you can say they were better than us, and we did fight.
Fight. All Cleveland is doing is having a good practice. That's one thing I'll say. They're having a good practice.
Game
is, a practice.
Well, what do you think about the OKC, Bobby, OKC Warrior game? Well, how do you feel that game coming up on Sunday? What do you think of that?
I think that OKC is awful big, and the game will go well as long as Curry goes well. And I cannot understand why he's not dogged more.
Yeah.
Well, and you, of all people, know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, you got to put the bone. You got to hit him. You got to bump him. You got to make sure he doesn't get open. But that young man never stops
and
moving.
And denial of ball.
Yeah, good point.
They
mean,
haven't
gave
a chance for the mental process to stay in. I mean, there's under, over, and in. And that's on a checkout on the shot. Now, some guys don't like you ducking underneath them. A reaction happens, so you look for that.
Right.
Some guys don't like you going over them, past them, because they'll duck down and they'll take the next shot. And then some guys are afraid you'll come into them. I don't see that mentally happening to Curry.
Mm-hmm.
I see people reacting after the fact. And then I don't see denial of ball.
Good point. That's something, Bobby. Now, that is key. Bobby, I'm not, you know, we always, you know, being a legend show and being our heyday is past. But the relevancy of defense and the pride of defense, one-on-one defense, is not relevant today. I don't see it. I really don't see it, guys. I haven't seen it for a while. I mean, here's a guy. I mean, if you know, we hear about the legend saying so. Oscar talks about it. Wally talks about it. Bobby Hunter talks about it. Even Julius is talking about it now. And even Gigi is talking about it now. Hey, man, he said, ain't no way in the world that I'm going to let a guy do this to me.
Nobody even understands what Oscar is saying. That's the worst thing about it.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, here's what I heard. But when Oscar said that on the interview, as soon as he was off air, now he was off air when he said it, one of the two guys that was interviewing him said, I don't agree with that. There's no way that the guys could do this. And Oscar was just trying to tell, the rules, what y'all have done is changed the game to a point that it is what it is now. Because he said that when I got triple, he said, how did you go a whole season with triple doubles? He said, I was ice down two-thirds of the time after every game. They beat me up. Wally, your name was even mentioned in there one time. He said, we had specialists like Wally Jones and K.C. Jones. He said, these guys would beat you up. You know, a great group to be in, one of the great spots. But, I mean, it's just that if I was, God bless it, you know, if somebody, the only thing I could do being a 6'3", a 3.5 forward, I took pride in whooping guys, I could say about it, whooping guys' ass. You know, you're not going to whoop on me. If you check me, you're going to have to run to catch me. You know, but it's the same basic thing. I mean, you're going to let a guy get the ball inbounds, dribble all the way down court, and do what he does best. Or pass it away and start running around off of picks when you know exactly where the ball is going to wind up.
It's a different game.
After somebody shoots a almost half-court turnaround jump shot on you, he's supposed to be a little afraid the next shot. Right. I can't understand. I don't even understand it. The game's changed, but I don't understand. And the fouling system, it seems like the defensive players don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different game. It's a different game, man. And I know
Charles
that
Barkley, I got to blow his horn. I got to blow Charles Barkley's horn. He's absolutely right, and he's constantly with it now. He's not just mentioning one time now. He's constantly on it now with a little bit of in-play from Shaquille coming into it. Hey, man, where's the kudos? You know what I mean? Where you guys at? Y'all ain't got none. You ain't going to, you know, what's wrong with today's game is ain't no defense. You know, and then every time a guy, you know, takes the pride in defense, then he'll get a technical foul for what you call aggressive play. What is aggressive play?
Yeah, well, it's different with the flagrant and one and two and how you can really put on a ball player. But Oscar said it, and he said he wasn't hating on Stephen Curry. He's just saying during our time we just didn't allow guys to do that. And you know the rule with Detroit, with the Michael Jordan rule, every time he came in, he knocked him down. So it's a different type game. And the hands-on, it's for entertainment, and we must realize, because one of the comments I just heard that I think is ridiculous is what Larry Bird said, let's have a four-point shot. We might as well have the Globetrotters out there now for entertainment, because Globetrotters have a four-point shot. But, I mean, three points enough. Let's play basketball because you got a lot of kids now going out. They don't even do nothing, but they're trying to shoot threes when they're 9, 10, 12 years old, and they can't even get it up to the basket. So
absolutely.
When I do camps, I tell kids, you're not shooting. You're throwing the ball now. And that's what they see on TV, fellas, so they're going to imitate.
Yeah. Well,
and,
it's
that game.
The dynamics of the baseball field hasn't changed. Someone wants to raise the basket.
Oh no, please, let's not have that.
I didn't even want to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 11 feet, huh? Yeah. I got you, Bobby. 11 feet is 17.
Yeah, Bobby.
We got about 7-8 more minutes left here, guys. I got to go into this. I saw a big thing on Ben Simmons. And
the draft.
Bam,
please.
I mean, this guy, if the Sixers, I mean, the Sixers ain't crazy. They got to get this boy.
Yes, they are.
I want you to take
that statement back. Yes, they're crazy. I want you to take that
picture
back.
Hey, Bobby, check. I mean, I'm just looking. I've really been studying this 6'10", not 6'9". He's a Magic Johnson on steroids. With a better jump shot. Can play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 250 pounds and growing. And can play every position on the court, but is a dynamic point guard and can play defense and can rebound and block shots. Put that on a team with what the young guys that are the young, or I would say the two basketball players, real basketball players that, or what may I say, two and a half. That the Sixers already have, then you got something to build around with that youngin, because that guy is his upside is unlimited, guys. That guy, he truly is. Now I don't see who out there they're putting Ingram out there. Ingram, even though he's a dynamic, he's shorter than he is. Ingram 6'9", this boy 6'10".
Sixers have bad luck in drafting people. Something is wrong with him. Something will go wrong.
Yeah. If they let that boy go to L.A., is Magic Johnson reincarnated?
Good point. Wait a moment. Good point. I saw Magic.
That is a good point.
Yeah, freshman, freshman at Michigan State. I saw him in a Christmas tournament, and I told my sons he's going to be great. He didn't have a jump shot either, fellas. You got to remember
that's
that
right.
Stuff,
did
man.
Not have a jump shot.
He
did
didn't
have
a
jump
shot.
That's right.
But he has all the things that Magic had when I saw him as a freshman at Michigan State. I saw him in a Christmas tournament I was scouting.
Yeah.
And I told my sons he's going to be great. His IQ is there. He just knows the game. So as a Philadelphia 70s former, excuse me, I hope they draft this young man. I hope they get him because he could really change the franchise. They got some one and a half or two players on that team they could build around with him, but all the other players, they need some more help. They need a lot of help, but that man is somebody you could build your team around.
You know what? If it was designed, please tell me it was designed to get all those, what he calls, D-League players out there, because you can get rid of them at any time because most of them are one-year contracts. So,
why the general manager quit. They blamed him for, to lose. He made the franchise trade away everybody. So that's why he gave it up. He said, I know. But that was their plan, Coach Bobby.
Yeah.
They said, look, let's not win a game so we can get a chance, 26% chance to get the first-round draft. But he had to give it up. They put it all on him. But, they have some interesting people there. Colangelo's son is there because now D'Antonio was there as consultant. But I think they're going to give him the job. He's getting another job. Let me just say that. Some of these guys are recycling. I can't believe it sometimes. But they're recycling him. They're recycling Vogel. They're recycling a lot of guys that have been around and get another chance. And Stephen A. did say there's a lot of guys not getting the opportunity, and I'm sorry to hear that. Mark
that's
Jackson,
right. I mean, you got a guy like – and let me put it out there that's commonly known but nothing, but very rarely said, there would be no Golden State if it weren't for Mark Jackson.
Yeah, well,
he put
he started
team together.
He's probably too religious.
Well, fellas, I tell you, it's
such a thing. But let's go back to Philadelphia, and they're not crazy. How can you have a team with Philadelphia with nobody from Philadelphia on the team?
Yeah, that's true, That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah.
Need some local people. They got some local ball players there that they should draft and at least bring some hometown people. They got some people at St. Joe, at Temple, at Villanova. Wait a minute, fellas, at Villanova. They got some ball players in Philly.
How can you have a team in Philadelphia with nobody from Philadelphia on the team?
Yeah, that's true. And got alumnus from Philadelphia, from Villanova, in management.
Yeah, that's right. The CEO, Scott O'Neill. That's right. Scott O'Neill. Well, fellas, let's look forward to these games. I'm excited. I can't wait for the night.
And guys, we're taping next week's shows as many as possible on Monday. I will be on the road from Tuesday after I got to see my doctor in the road. I'm going back up to Alexandria, Virginia, of course, with the studio there and with my sons at the other apartment. But we're going to be doing as much as we can because next week I'll be completely almost out the pocket. We're getting ready for the launch, guys, and
all right.
We got to get everything ready. It's a lot of work to be done. We're going to get to kick this thing off, and it's going to come out with a bang. We're going to have a demo with all of us, including Coach Z on a broadcast video transmittal for the demo to be sent around, and it's gonna be great. We're really looking forward to it, guys, and so that's what's gonna happen next week. So I'm gonna do as much as I can on Monday, and then on I think Wednesday or Thursday I might anything that I miss on Monday might be cooped. Before the holidays, so my granddaughter and my great grandson is flying in from Atlanta, so I got to make sure we check them out. So, hey guys, listen, great wrap up, guys, and thanks so much for joining us on Sports Inside and Out, Legends of Sports, our Saturday morning update, and don't forget to continue to listen to us on SoundCloud around the world, and always when legends speak,
Everybody listen.
And on behalf of Bobby Hunter, chicka-chicka-boom, chicka-chicka-boom.
The 76ers are not crazy.
Roberto. Okay, guys.
Have a good day, fellas. Take care.
All right, man. I'm going down to a park.